So be careful.
Yes, then we'll mean don't eat with meat.
You mean it's not this, sir? You mean you eat with buffalo?
Yeah.
And that's how it goes?
Yeah. Yes. Positively. Okay. Meaning about Reich.
Yeah, Reich.
Right. Okay. As opposed to,
That's
being a Vignolo, then obviously we wouldn't be able to eat it with meat. Although that doesn't prove anything, because it's Inga Vignomo and also not we're not something that prove anything. Okay, Viter. Rabosai, Sif Hei starts with a classic question that bothers all the Rishonim within Maseches Avodah Zarah. In the Sugi of Bastia, let's remind ourselves, almost everyone paskin like Rava, right? As you may recall. Right, except for the Rabbeinu Hananel, everyone paskin like Rava, that Bastia is mutter. Because Rechalav Milsa. Okay, but say to Rechalav Milsa. The problem is, forget about the sugya of Rechalav Milsa. Pashtip Shab in the sugya of Rechalav Milsa is whether Reach counts as Tam. Whether Reach counts as Achiva. But forget the sugya of Rechalav Milsa. Yayin Nesach is not only treif. Yayin Nesach is asur bana. Stam yenam, rather. Right? Goyish wine is asur bana. It's for sure asur to smell an isur hana'a. You're not allowed to smell the summum of Avodah Zarah. That's clear all over Shas. You're not allowed to smell an isur hana'a. One of the examples they bring is Daf Yud Bezim and Bezim, Mesech Avodah Zarah. Mishani Me'rechav, there is Zeret Hadas of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to be netted from the Reach. Okay, that's used in a few places in Shas. It's obvious you're not allowed to smell Isuri Hanah, because that's Hanah. So this is a question which comes up. Forget about Recha Milsa. Tanach Recha Lav Milsa. Recha Lav Milsa means Recha is not treif. But it's not treif, but it's still Hanah. How can you say it's not Hanah? You're benefiting. So, here is the, classic question. What's the stira in the sugya of Bastia? Excuse me. In the sugya of Bastia, what daf was the sugya of Bastia? It was later on in the Avodah Zarah. Daf, Sof Perek Basra. Daf. Okay, wherever it was. Yeah, I think it was Samach Vav. That makes more sense. Yes, thank you. Samach Vav of Beis. We see that Recha, or what do we see? We see that it's mutter to smell Yisurei Hana. But on the sugya of Vered, the Hadas, Shel Avodah Zarah, which you can find at Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and all of Shas, we know it's Asur to smell Yisurei Hanah. After all, it's Hanah. Recha Lav Milsa. Recha doesn't count as eating, but it's still Hanah. Right, I don't care. Whatever you roast with white food in your oven, I can still eat my food. So that'd be nana, but to actually smell perfume of Avodah Zarah, to smell the incense of Avodah Zarah, Vada, that's Hana. So that is the stira. The question is, how do we answer this stira? Okay, anyone know how to answer this stira? Yes, Yoni.
I think the yain
aspect
smells terrible, so it's just a function on the smell, you're not getting it.
Exactly. So that is the day of Tosos. Says at least the Stam day of Tosos, meaning without the name, or maybe time says a little difference. But one answer is Tosos, he says, here is a good smell. And here, the smell, remember we saw this in another context last time, the smell is mazikyu, meaning you're not nana from the smell of bastiha because it's not a good smell, it's a bad smell, it's so strong that it hurts you. You're only doing it for business reasons. Okay, that's an easy answer. But taka, holy suranar, usher to smell. Anyone know another answer? What? Exactly, that's the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rashba and many others. We'll just give some names. Rebbeinu Tam and the Rashba, I think, is most famous. He says, no, the difference is wine is not made for smelling. But Verit Vahadas are made for smelling. This is Asoy Leharbiach. All wine is made for drinking. Right, just for example, what would you compare this to? Where in Orachayim does it make a difference if something is intended for smell or it's just intended for something else and you happen to smell it? Bracha, right? I mean, maybe indirect. You're absolutely right. Although, you know, you're both equally right. Right, the bracha or mina b'samim or the various other brachas. Right, if I happen to smell something which is not for smelling, I don't make a bracha. If something is for smelling, I do make the bracha. Okay, there's a big machlok between the Mishnah or the Chazon Ish and the Chuli. Exactly where to draw the line, we're not getting into it now. For that matter, also, as the Shach points out here, the Esrog and Hadas on Sukkos, right? Since the Hadas is made for smelling, it's mukta, hutsu and fasa, you can't smell it during Sukkos. Since the Esrog is not made for smelling, you can. So here it depends. We all know Verga Hadas Bodhazar is made for smelling. And the bastia is not made for smelling. Great. Any other answers? So, the Ran gives, let's just one answer. Says the Ran, Alpi, the Rach, and others. He says, no, what kind of smelling is usher? This is smelling with your nose. Smelling with your nose is usher. However, it's usher to smell with your nose. But in Bastia, what are you doing? Are you smelling with your nose? No, you're inhaling smell with your mouth, right? This is when you inhale the smell into your mouth, that's not considered a normal smelling. That's not b'chlal the isra hanah. Only when you smell in the normal way is that b'chlal the isra hanah. Okay, what comes out of this? What comes out of this is the big nafkamina. There are other answers as well, but maybe we'll suffice for these. The big nafkamina is, what's the general halacha? Can I smell Yisurei Hana? If you say like Tosos, the answer is no. If you say like the Ran based on the Rach, the answer is no. If you say, like, the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rashba, then the answer is, depends, or let me say this a little better. Afgamina, can I smell Esser Hana'a She'eino Asoy? Right, that's according to the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rashba, yes. And many others, yes. According to Tosfos, some of the other answers, no. Okay, the Rebbeinu's other answers, they come out the same in this Nafkamina. Okay, so let's see if we can figure out the answer to this question, right? That's Nogea Halacha Lemaisa. Let's say I'm passing McDonald's and they happen to put in Bus called Daraisa there. Can I stop and take a whiff or etc.?
That
means it's
only a
different
purpose. That's what we said.
Yeah. Although we'll modify that a little. Hey, let's start with hey. Motra lishof befiv reach yayinesach derech nekev shebchavis leidim huto. You can suck in with your mouth the smell of the yayinesach through the hole in the barrel to see if it's good. Okay, that's the heter bastia. As the rabbavel also the tomo afrishin abola, but you can't taste it even if you don't swallow. You know you're not allowed to taste straight. We discussed that in Simon Sadi Ches already. And you can't sprinkle Yayin Nesef in your house because Asarana, sprinkling it is clearly like using it. Avalmoto is al stam yenum de mutrana, but you can. That's on yain esach mamash, but stam yenum, I will add stam yenum nowadays, which is mutrana. You can sprinkle in your house because stam yenum nowadays mutrana. This gets into a big issue which the Shach discusses in Sivkat and Chav Hei, which is not really our topic, and we're not going to get into. Which is Stam Yenam nowadays Aser Ba'anah or Mutter Ba'anah? Right? Stam Goyish wine nowadays that they don't know anything about why they didn't wine to their gods, etc. Is it Aser Mutter Ba'anah? That's the Shach discusses. He says, what do you mean it's Mutter Ba'anah? We all know that Stam Yenam nowadays Aser Ba'anah. The real answer is depends if it's a Shasakhak or not. So this Ramah will leave a little unclear. He seems to be very makel of Stam Yenam nowadays. The Maisa were only makel if you were stuck nowadays. Okay, not our topic. That's the art of the Shach. Okay, so here we're not exactly sure. We know it's also Lazalif, but Lazalif is not smelling. Lazalif is sprinkling, so that's not our topic. We know it's also the taste, that is not good smelling. We know Bastia's Motor, which everyone agrees to. We haven't answered our question yet, so let's go to Zion. Bisomim Shalavot Azor Klaya Kerem. I know I'm skipping Vav, because Vav is a bit of a tangent, but some shall have a Zorah by a Karim, but Arla, which are all Yisuri Hanah, Asur Larmiach Behem, you're not allowed to smell them. Okay, can we medayik anything from the Mechaber as to which opinion he holds like? Is there any word in the Mechaber that you would be medayik from?
Besamim.
He said Besamim. He didn't say all Klaya Karim and Arla and Avodah Zorah, it's Asur to smell. He said only besamim. What's besamim? Besamim means things that are also lariach. That's why they call besamim, as opposed to tavlinim or anything else. There are a lot of things that aren't besamim, but that's not nice. So l'chora, the mechaber holds like, and this is what we generally assume, the mechaber is mekel, like a ring of time, and the Rashba and others, and that's what comes out of the Beis Yosef. So we know it holds that way. That only if it's also l'ariach, it's aser. If it's not also l'ariach, it is mutter. This is very controversial. If you look at the Shach here, in Sivkat and Chav Zayin, he says, he reads the Mechaber the same way we did. Aser mehima no dechol shasoyim l'ariach, keverid v'hadas v'chuli aser ad kal loshon rashva, kach kos v'orchus chayim v'zeo loshono, ad kal loshon b'shiosim, kach kos matosvos, b'shem rabinu tam, the Kachos of Mordechai, etc. He brings lots of Rishonim who hold this. And then he argues with them about a certain Raya. What's their Raya? Their Raya is Esrog, right? Esrog is, at least fundamentally, mutter to smell during Sukkos. Why? Since it's not made for smell, there's no Esr. So that shows whatever's not made for smell, there's no Esr and not a smell. That's the Raya for Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba that the Mordechai brings to them. The Shach disagrees and says, no, if you're Medak that Lashon, what does the Gemara say? Ah, hadas, which is made for smelling, you are makze. You set it apart from aside from smelling. But esrog is not made for smelling. You only mean to set aside for eating. What does that show? In your psychology, you differentiate between what's made for smelling and what's not made for smelling. That's only because the esrog mukze depends on your psychology, what you decided to set aside. But any esrog that's objective and not psychological based on your psychology, there would be no distinction. Okay, I mean, you could be dyke either way. Right, the Mordechai understands, no, here's the general rule, set aside for a mitzvah, aser ba'anah, follows the normal rules of Yisuri Hanah. The Shach says, no, that shows muktzah depends on what you think. What you think depends on the main use. But the normal rules that everything's aser ba'anah, so the Shach wants more machmir, but in the end, he makes a compromise. Once it's compromised, then he quotes that the other Bali Tosfos don't seem to distinguish. We have the board already. The Helkach and Tosus Machmer about Avodah Zarah. Helkach by Avodah Zarah, I'll call upon him in Lohakal. It should be Machmer at least by Avodah Zarah. Right? It should be Machmer at least by Avodah Zarah. And if you look at the Gra here, the Gra Sivkat and Lamed Zayin says, etc., etc. He quotes the Rashba, he quotes the Mordechai, then he quotes the Shach, etc. What did the Gra say at the end? The last line of Gra in our Simon, he says, the lomi by the klaya kerem, not only klaya kerem, should be machar filbo orla day, become a concern. Ika even orla should be machar of the zara orla klaya kerem, he is machar legamre. The gra is machar legamre. And the shach has a as a pshara, that he's machmer by avodazara and not by other things. Right? What's his pshara? By avodazara, he's machmer. By shar yisurim, he seems to be mekel. Says at least an avodazara shouldn't be machmer. It's a little funny. I'll call upon him. He's, let's just say that, you know, I wouldn't say he's making, we say at least an Avodah Zarah should be machmir, right? Lo asar, right? He leaned towards asarim, but he didn't asarim in other things. Okay, what is the svara to mechalkin Avodah Zarah and other things? Could be chomer Avodah Zarah. I mean, Tosfos example happens to be Avodah Zarah. Why would you be mechalik? This might depend on another issue, which is, what's the svara to mechalik, whether it's asur l'ariach or not? What's the svara for this heter? So one svara is, because Batoso says, stuff that sounds like at least, one is that it's lo kederech hanasan. Depends on the derech hanah, even though we know we're not really making a gamre, most of it we've shown it, it's like it's lo kederech hanasan, but it's certainly not mechash with oraisa, and it's more mekel. You know, so if it's not kederech hanasan, then we're mekel. Another svara could be what the Ran suggests, which we saw earlier in the Shach, which is that maybe Recha is Milsa if it's Asoy L'Reach, and Recha is Lav Milsa and Eino Asoy L'Reach. Maybe it's the difference whether it's Milsa or not. And this Ran is the basis of the Shach, this second Hesber, which is from the Ran, is the base of the Shach in Sif Katan, Tess, who said, maybe the Sugya Recha Lav Milsa was by meat. The main point of meat is not to smell, it's to eat. Sugya Recha Lav Milsa was by wine. The main point of wine is not to smell, it's to eat. But by perfumes and incense, Recha is Milsa. Even Levi and Rava admit that Recha is Milsa. And that's why Shach said earlier in our sugya that if you have two things in the oven and one of them is a perfume, then Recha is Milsa. Okay, so either because it's not Kedera Hanasan or because Recha is Lav Milsa, if it's not Asi L'Riach, the Hefta is not considered significant. L'maisa, it's not 100% clear why the Shach was Machmer by Avodah Zarah, like other than just Dam Chumrah Avodah Zarah. The Achronim assume because when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it could be that it's also initial of Kedera Hanasan. Even though that's a little tricky, because it's true of Klai Karim as well, so why wasn't he Machmer in Klai Karim? So it's not, the Svara of the Shach is not 100% clear to Mechalik, meaning without Svara, say, because Tosos was talking about Avodah Zarah and Tosos was Machmer, but that's not a Svara. Like, why was he Machmer specifically in Avodah Zarah? Not so clear. Some people want to say because Asur Shlo Kederech Hanasan, and therefore you don't have this Heter, although then he should have also Machmer in Klai Karim. So the Svara is not 100% clear. Lemaisa, what do we say? This is something that come up all the time. Can you smell Yisurei Hanah, or can you not smell Yisurei Hanah? Right, valid question. According to the Grah, Asur across the board. According to the Mechaber, only Asur if it's made for Reach. But if it is food, then it's Mutter. And according to the Shach, as long as it's not Avodah Zarah, he's also leans towards being Mikkel. If anyone has the sheet that I gave out the other day about Reach HaMilsa, if you look at it, if anyone doesn't have it, I have a few more copies. Raise your hand if you don't have it. Okay, if you look at this piece of paper, there's two makoros we didn't get to. One of them is number 7. Bir alach nechus Pesach, afi lechem tushol nachri, also known as menu. This is the classic Pesach question. You're walking outside the bakery. Meila, all year long, it's a nice hanah to smell the bread in the bakery. Pesach, it's an even better hanah. It's the bread. Afi lechem tushol nachri, you can't smell the bakery, the hot bread in the bakery of a guy. Okay, I'm not sure what the chesem is, says, look at the mechaber, according to the mechaber, it's fine, bread's not made for smelling. What? We're not sure. Is pas made for smelling or not? Ayn le'el sim reishu dala ba'agabes. They also have ayn sham v'yiragra gam v'yiradeh sim kufches gufa yisal chad manor v'chametz pesel v'yisar v'mashar v'yirich ha'milsa.
Bar mitzvah. Okay, so what is the mission? We're saying, interestingly, he doesn't bring up the gra and the shach's objection here. He brings up a different gra. The Mishnah Berurah seems to endorse the Mechaber. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Because we say Recha Milsa, this gets back. Maybe, because Recha is Milsa more, Sri Mashu are more Machmer and Recha Milsa, so we're Machmer and Pesach, even though the logic doesn't seem to be exactly the same. And then his third reason, which we'll go back to again in a second, is a Bar Midday Mishlesh on top of Acher, Shema Yavala Achlo. And even if it's not Hanah, Zera. Shema Yavola Achlo. After all, what if you accidentally eat the bread? Then you'll be chayv karis. Not because you're nana. Just as a gzera after achila. And then he quotes Ayim Mechaz Yaakov, Kal Lamed Vos, Kal Lamed Ches, Sheher, and Pratim Eil, the way Bisham Shema Rokeach, the famous Chumar the Rokeach, Kein Zeh, Bulog El, some Reisha Zayin Sif Beis, Bir Allah, the Rascal Hamosk, the Kasav, Nu Bechgun Zeh, the Isser, but Prat Bechomich, the Lobedin, and Eko Shat, especially Chomets, which is Lobedin, and as we learned all year in the morning, maybe we should be more machber. Okay, so he has three reasons to ask for stone comments on Pesach, but Lamaisa, he accepts the machaber. Lamaisa, he accepts the machaber. So there's certainly room to be machber like the gra, but the Eker did was like the machaber, but nonetheless, he has three reasons to ask for smelling comments on Pesach, and basically, Lamaisa, maybe we're going to end up more like the gra, because some of these three reasons apply to everything. After all, if you're walking outside McDonald's smelling the basur chalav, maybe you'll also come to eat it. And although, I guess only one. All right, and maybe not. Anyway, by Pesach, he definitely comes out being machmir. By Pesach, he definitely comes out being machmir. And he quotes this from many achronim. Although, in general, he seems to prefer the machmir.
Would there be enough to meet on the Maisa if there was a sape? Let's say there's a sape. You know it's a bakery, but you don't know if they're cooking, they're making chametz or not. So it might be according to different reasons. If it's showing you a little flow, that should be your bun. If it's like a Shemashu Hubmores, maybe that's the right, though.
No, because the Shemashu is also only drawn bun. He's the rice that's on the Shemashu.
So it's not a problem.
Yeah.
But I still think you'd be after.
Yeah, if you said the Chapas was also in Loria, then that would be a Mr. Daraisa, perhaps. So that could be enough, Kamina. Yeah.
So my answer was saying that no problem to enjoy a nice smell of the cheaper.
The mites that we're saying that it's mutter to enjoy the smell of a cheeseburger. Okay, Yishmak and Lahakmer, Me'ikra didn't mutter to enjoy the smell of a cheeseburger because all these chumers of the Bir Allah don't apply. And most achronim seem to go with the Mechaber. The Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't check the Aruch HaShulchan if it was Pesach. The Aruch HaShulchan right here, the Aruch HaShulchan Yerodea, it's possibly like a Mechaber. Not like the. Unless you pass like the compromise of the Shach, maybe I'm not remembering. Okay, but he definitely doesn't pass him like the Gra.
But let's say, like, half a day, tears go, you're walking, you're at a place on Pesach, and you know, but there's a bakery there inside a building. You're not allowed to go in that.
Aha, okay, so here there's a sugya from the second derivative of Pesach of Mesech Pesach, we might remember, called Hanabalo the other Malkarcho. What if you're walking someplace and Balkarcho, you're not trying to smell it? Says a big machlokes by Rava about Efshar Belokam Mechavin, Lo Efshar Bekam Mechavin, Lo Efshar Belokam Mechavin, Efshar Bekam Mechavin. Halach Lemaisa, we say that if your kavana is not to smell, it's just an accidental side effect of walking to where you're going, then that's mutter. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about being assaulted by smell against your will. You don't even have to take a long route to get around it.
I don't know.
The writer said he should
take a little bit longer.
Really?
I don't know.
It's a big kiddush. That's not how we pass him. I don't know. Not sure. Meaning, if the two routes are about the same, then the post can write, yeah, if you take the way that smells the Yisr, then that shows you're mechamin for the Yisr. But if one route is convenient, one route is inconvenient, I don't think you have to take the inconvenient route. I don't remember what it says, Rebbeiter. That's fine. That's Bal Korcha. But if you're mechamin to be nehmet, then you for sure were machmer on Pesach. If it's not Pesach, let's say it's just bas b'chol or something, then Meikar Dimur Meikol, especially since all of our bas b'chol and McDonald's suffic bas b'chol anyway, meaning Yisr Hanah, because maybe they couldn't have flawed, maybe they cook it this way, they cook it that way. So I wouldn't be so nervous about it. And by Avodah Zarah, we should for sure be machmer, right? By Avodah Zarah, we should for sure be machmer. Okay, there could be Avodah Zarah even nowadays. Avodah Zarah is becoming more and more popular every day with multiculturalism. So you could pass on the street, and there's some guy who, some, you know, religion that in the 50s was considered un-American. You know, the worst was Avodah Zarah, and he has a little getchka, and he's burning his incense. So that also, even the Shach was machmer in that. We should for sure be machmir. No, I wouldn't be so machmir in Stam Yenim. First of all, because Stam Yenim doesn't have a great smell anyway. Like, wine doesn't have a strong smell anyway. The smell of wine is many. Oh, incense also. Let me ask. Who cares? Correct. Okay, fair enough. Okay, Viter. Look at the Pesach Tshuva here. Pesach Tshuva here brings a big chumra. Yes. That's what the Shach said. No, what do you mean? Not if it's like outdoors, whatever. Yes, if it's in the oven, right? That was the Shach's button test. No, if there's incense down the street, no, and it's open air, for sure not. Pasha not.
We're assuming that they're making it a certain way, they want people to smell it, and that's the Sinas of Area.
No, I don't think that's true of cheeseburgers. Bakeries, like we know, that's part of the bakery business plan, is to make you smell the food. But I don't think when they make cheeseburgers, they care if you smell it.
But like we're saying, so it's only the problem with things that are usually made from smelling, right?
So yeah, and even by bread, it's actually stretched to say it's also Larry, because that's obviously not the main point.
So Walkmeyer McDonald's not a problem.
So what?
So Walkmeyer McDonald's.
Walkmeyer McDonald's would not be a problem, correct? I mean, the grow might be machmir, it would be like a chumrah, but it's really fine. Even smelling McDonald's on purpose is mutter. Okay, it could be machmir like the grah. But the ikra din.
Well, the grah is machmir, you can eat it as the rest too.
Yeah,
they're only machmir at all.
Grah. Right? So the maisa, let's just read the maisa again. If it's asui lahariach, that's clearly usr. If it's chametz, we say usr. If it's tam, basar b'chalav, bukadomeh. Which is not Asi L'Ariach, I never heard of Bas B'chol, it's Asi L'Ariach, and not Chameitz, then water, and the grow would be Machmir. If you want, you can be Machmir, but the Ikar Allah is that it's mutter. Especially since Bas B'chol is always other Chesed Mohakam. Okay, now, you ready for a big Chumrah?
Oh, yeah.
Look at the Pesach Chuz of Cotton Hay. I am B'sholte Gibor Peh, we're talking here about smelling Yisrael Noah. I am B'sholte Gibor Peh, Bas B'chol Zorah, Gabi Bastia, Shedaito, even if something's not asr b'hana'ah, if the main use is reach, it's asr to smell them. Even in machol asur is greater. That's a big chumra. Kav chumra levarich aleim ayin sham. Ayin shuvas m'shmuls m'mheishe hisgalah v'helah dem einam isuri ha'na'ah shari l'ariach b'hem afil asurim l'reach v'ayin shum otzi hisgalah shach, etc. Sheshag v'chumar is the very Mordechai. Okay, we know the shach v'mchavar argue with the Mordechai. So here there's a big fish. What about smelling treif, which is not asr b'hana'ah? Smelling treif, which is not asr b'hana'ah, says the Shulchan Aruch, a radical chumra. If it's asui l'ariach, then reich as milsek counts as eating. The Shultei HaGiborim says, in asui l'ariach, reich milsa, v'choshev ka'achiwa. that if it's also riach riachas milsa, and smelling is like eating it, even if it's not also right, it's also to smell. No one agrees with the beer halacha. That's what he quotes here from the Mishnah Shmuel. If you look at the last one on the page, number 8, said the beer halacha, a musk, talking about the musk, which is a machlokas rishonim, whether it's kosher or treif, and they make perfume out of, right? Could be out. Anyone say they make perfume out of musk? They definitely have like musk smell and perfume or something, or cologne or whatever. I don't know. There's definitely a musk smell running around. Someplace maybe it's nowadays artificial. I Mishnah Brew, Muchbi Zendav, Rasra, Hilamotza, Rechbo. Says the Mirlacha Posh, something treif you're allowed to smell. The Adkil will flee Rasra, Mayla, Hilam, Allah, Riachal, Vorbashas, Vorchim, Gabkale. Because there's machlokes shonim whether it's treif or not, but everyone agrees you can smell it. The Gemara says you can smell it. What bracha to say? Shas v'nei to mortal riach afa neim du dam chayav kachas brehete b'shem. I'm not sure what the shin is. V'kachas my mortal shekri chadash uvri torah b'yordeya b'sivin kofches le'im yirmecha milsa. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, all the acronym say water. Yes. So that's the Shulchan Gemara is assuming Recha is Milsa and things that are made for smelling, but he takes it one step further. Just even if Recha is Milsa and things made for smelling, that means you're not allowed to eat it. Like if it goes into your food or if you suck in your mouth. Does that mean you're not allowed to smell it? Even if Recha is Milsa, who says us to smell it? Smelling's not eating, it's only Mechalos Asuros. Even if Recha is Milsa, you might need a Maisa Achila. There's no Maisa Achila when you smell it. The Chid is the Shulchan Gemara is that once Recha is Milsa, it's considered a Maisa Achila. Not just a Cheftza of Ochel. Recha milsa, but you're allowed to smell it. Yeah, because you're not eating it. All the other acharonim says the poskim mutter. The poskim say mutter. That's ridiculous. If it's not osbana, for sure you're allowed to smell it. However, here the Mishnah Berurah has a chumra, which is mafurish mokeach. The mokeach says das yachid the Mishnah. Adds Mishnah Berurah number 8. He says, "Iber v'stabed local davar shalom v'zed. The davar kol masu chadoma shikara umid l'arviach v'lo l'achila. V'afil nos noso v'kedira gam kedikar l'arviach. V'vade lo chashinik shemariach shema yavol achlo. Mashenk v'davar shikara umid l'achila. Machmas tov tamo miriach v'zed v'zed v'stabed lo chachilein l'arviach. Kevin v'gam reichu rak tam atavsho shemariach. Machmas tuvo v'shamno chadoma v'chadoma. V'vade yishlocho shema yavol achlo. V'dugma l'zeh. Etc. What does he say? He says the opposite of Shulchan Gemara. If it's a perfume, avada, it's mutter to smell perfumes made out of treif. Because you're not eating them. They're only asur b'achila. But if it's a food, it's asur to smell. Why? Not b'ikaron, shemi yav l'achla. If I smell a perfume made out of treif meat, I'm not going to come to eat it. Who eats perfume? But if I smell the treif meat in the barbecue in the park, I might actually want to come to eat it. So I'll be tempted by the smell. So that, and then he quotes this from a rokeach. Right? Some does he quote the Rukaf yet? No. Because you might come to pick it. What? Yeah, the Gzeir is more about the picking than the eating, although you're saying it's the same idea, right? Meaning you're only picking it to eat. Right, that's a good ha'ara. That is a very, very good ha'ara. He doesn't quote that. That's a good raya. Says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Rokeach. What's funny is in number 7, he says that in Reish Tesayin, he wrote that. He didn't quote for the Rokeach. He only quoted it for the Rokeach, Tav and Gimel. But in Reish Tesayin, he says it not for the Rokeach. He says it on its own. On his own. So here's the Chumra, the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Bidavar ha'asoy la'achila, it's usher, not because the reich itself is usher, but it's a gzeira shemayavo la'achlo, and even if it's not chametz, still you might come to eat it. Okay, this is a big chiddush, because it's not found in the mainstream Rishonim. This is a big chiddush. It is not found in the mainstream Rishonim. As a matter of fact, in Reish Tesayin, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote anyone in support of this. And in the Tafim Gimel, he quotes a Rokeach, which is a Das Yachid. He does quote, there are stories in the Gemara, where someone smelled something and then they needed to eat it, or they were tempted to eat it, and Yoni points out in the Sefer Sukkah, it's also smell things right before the Yontif, but it's still a Chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not found in the earlier Poskim. Lamaisa, this Mishnah Berurah, it's hard to Poskim as an Isser Gomer. He didn't even put it in the Mishnah Berurah, he only put it in the Bir Halacha, because whenever he has a Chiddush that's not found in the traditional Poskim, he only puts in the Bir Halacha. That's his methodology. Something not found in the traditional Poskim, he only puts in the Bir Halacha. But it does make common sense. I mean, depending on the circumstance, right? If I'm smelling my neighbor's barbecue of treif meat from the other side of the fence, then how am I going to eat it? You know, why would we be machmer here? But if I'm mamish, you know, standing, you know, by a little stand on the street, smelling the treif hot dogs and enjoying it and getting geschmack, then I know I'm from Jew and I'm not going to eat it. But still, like, why put myself in the situation of temptation? So I would say this is the Iker Hadin. We don't pass like should we burn, we pass them like this. And this is a good chumrah. Good chumrah meaning we're applicable. Not as a, you know, as a low plug. But not if there's no way you can eat it anyway. But if it's something that you might be tempted and accidentally eat and take a bite of, then it's good to avoid, you know, getting a geschmack from smelling it. I'm pretty sure ice cream doesn't have a smell, but let's say pizza. Pizza smells, no? Yeah. And the smell is from the bread, but it doesn't matter. You still might eat it, right? Because we're not worried about the ikaron of asking the smell. We're worried about eating it. What?
Put your nose up to it. You really get smell.
Okay, so therefore, are we saying you shouldn't smell pizza when you're fleishik? We're saying to use your common sense, meaning I don't have to run away from a smell of pizza when I'm fleishik. I'm passing the pizza store and let me stop and get a schmuck from the pizza smell when I'm fleishik. Then maybe I don't know. That's a big chumrah because, again, the ikar din for Ashkenazim is once I benched, then, you know. So I don't know if I go so far, but let's say it's a treif pizza store, right? Then let's say I'll pass from the treif pizza store. And then I'm saying it's a proper to not stop and get a schmuck from the treif pizza store just in case you might forget and take a little piece. You know, even though it's unlikely. Okay, kedai to be macher.
Just understand, the shielding you're wearing is saying it's also because actually, like, you're eating it.
Exactly.
So Mr. Boo is saying it's not.
Correct. They're two opposite things. They're diametric opposites. The shielding you're wearing says food is fine because that's not usher maria. It's not milsa. Only perfume is usher. That's made of treif. Mr. Boo is saying perfume is fine because you're not going to come to eat it. Only food is usher.
Really good on the word poski. He's referring to what the Bureau of Law started.
Yeah, what the Bureau of Law started with and what the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes. I mean, according to Mishnah Berurah, it should be usher on a fast day also, right? Because they were showing Yavel Achlo, right? According to Mishnah Berurah, shouldn't this also apply to fast day? Meaning smelling food. Obviously, you can smell the, what are they, snuff on the fast day, because no one eats snuff. But according to Mishnah Berurah, again, he doesn't mean they should run away from, etc. But to go and get chizuk from a nice geschmack smell of food on a fast day, I don't know, but l'chor, the same logic would apply, no? You easily might forget and eat something on a fast day. Again, I'm not saying it's super duper likely, but I'm sure it's happened, right? Yeah, I would think that would be a proper chumrah. You know, if it was up to me, if it was me, I wouldn't go and get a geschmack from smelling the nice food on a fast day. Again, I mean, I'd run out of the kitchen when my wife's preparing post-fast dinner. But I take the mamish go get a good geschmack. I don't know. I think that's fine because you can't eat the coffee grinds. But I'll make it. By the time you make it to coffee, you'll remember it's a fast day. Give me a break.
All right, says black and white. It's talking about like a new keeper. The woman used to have the vegetables. This, like, they're clearly preparing food.
No, I'm talking about smelling on purpose. But the Gemara also says that, remember, there was once a woman who smells food in your keeper and then she ended up having to eat it. And then her son ended up being a pregnant woman and her kid ended up being a Russia. Saying that's the problem. Right? You shop site Ulzer Payros, no?
His son wore jeans.
No, because she didn't eat. She resisted the temptation. She overcame it. That's exactly the point. Right? So anyway, no, it's actually shopping. He didn't wear jeans. He was Ulzer Payros. It's very good for nowadays, right? The one who violated Yom Kippur ended up, the son was a capitalist. Okay, never say I'm not politically correct. Okay, that's good. I have my drusha ready for the Portland Autonomous Zone. the bring me in a scholar residence. Don't pay me. The Sif, okay, Sif Vav. Sif Vav is a side point. Sak shall pilpul in the zangos from Simon Kankani Yayinesa. Oh boy. A sack of pepper and ginger that you put into the wine. You know they make spiced wine? Even nowadays, not as popular, but there's still such thing as spiced wine. Right? So the spices for the spiced Yayinesech, Mortal Ariachrim, you're allowed to smell them. But you can't use them for Avdallah. Why? You're allowed to smell the pepper and ginger that's soaked in the Yayinesech. After all, they're soaked with the Yayinesech. The answer is very obvious, not any lumdus. It's because the smell is from the pepper and ginger. The smell doesn't come from the Yayinesech they were soaked in. Right? Yayinesech doesn't have such a strong smell. It's pepper and ginger that have a strong smell. That's what he says right here. It says, Shach, the Yayin knows the Mrech. That's fine. Meaning, if something has a blea of Yayinesech, you can still smell it because the smell's not coming from the blea of Yayinesech. The smell's coming from the pepper and the ginger. Similar to, remember we said, right, you can make shampoo even according to the Machmirim of ashes that are blea of Basra Chalav, because the cleansing power comes from the ashes, not from the Basra Chalav. Whenever you have something that's a blea of Isra Hana'ah, you could use it as long as you don't get Hana'ah from that blea, just from the thing itself. Okay, but you can't use it for Besamim. Why can't you use it for Besamim? Because it's disrespectful for Hashem to use it as Besamim. Because of what rule? Hakavano, if that says it's trait for you to eat, you shouldn't use it for a mitzvah, even though Besamim is not a carbon, it's just a mitzvah. You shouldn't use something for a mitzvah. You shouldn't use trait for the Besamim for Avdolik. That's saying, it's not good enough for me, it's good enough for the mitzvah. Okay, that's a Hakavano, Pechasech. There's a whole side point here, by the way. Big Machlokas Taz and Nekudas HaKesef, which based on whether to make a diuk on the Shulchan Aruch, it's not our topic now, but what's the diuk? Pepper of Yayinesech you can't use for Avdolik, but stam pepper from the supermarket you can use for Avdolik. And that is what the Taz says. You can use pepper for Avdolik, says the Shach. That's ridiculous. Pepper doesn't have a sweet smell. It's not besamim. Machlokas, what counts as besamim? What's machlokas? Does pepper have a smell? Without the pepper, has a smell. Does it have a sweet, nice smell? Probably not, right? It has more of a sharp smell. So that's machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz says, I'm a diet from here, that pepper counts as besamim because it has a smell. And the Shach says, no, you can't make too many diukim because that's not his main point here. Don't make the diuk. Really, pepper doesn't count as smell. Okay, there's a big machlokas. Nafkmina nowadays, right? What if you're stuck someplace up all the time and you don't have any besamim? And you don't have like a full spice cabinet with all the cinnamon and beautiful smelling things. Well, you have the salt and pepper shaker. So you can use the pepper shaker for besamim or not. Ta says yes. The Shach says no. Halach l'maisa, you want to know how we paskin. The Magen Avraham in Reish Tadi Zayin, which Zilchus Avdolah says like the Taz, but the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Tadi Zayin of Orach Chayim is Machmer like the Shach, and says you cannot use pepper for Besamim, and we follow the Mishnah Berurah, and if all you have is pepper, then just skip or you need Besamim. Okay, he mentioned that all spice you can. That's what he calls English pepper. English pepper is all spice. That's a different species, but pepper you can. So Allah L'maisa, we pass like the Nekudas HaKesef. Okay, any other question on Kof Tes before we continue? Yes, Yoni. It is a good question. What's the Geder? I think... I'm not sure. I would say anything with a strong smell. Obviously, it can be a bad smell. But it's an interesting, right? Pepper is an interesting smell. Right? You ever have this, right? So it's, what, how does this taste? Interesting. No, but there you mean it's bad. Here, I mean, it's a little interesting. It's just not sweet. So, but I'm not sure. It's very hard to be mocked at these things. So that's my best guess. Yes.
Two questions. One, okay. I want to clarify the assumption of the working of behind the cover here. And then the reason you're holding smell is because it's not made for primarily for smell, it's made primarily for taste, the pepper. Right?
No.
Why
you sit above?
No. Yeah.
Sit above, you're like, because the pepper's not ulcer. It's just normal pepper. It just was soaked in Yayinesech. So the reason you're allowed to smell it is because you're only smelling the pepper, which is the mutter part, not the Yayinesech Leo, which is the ulcer part. The chiddush is, even though we say Hanan, if something has absorbed Yisuri Hana'ah, it doesn't become Asur Hana'ah. You can get Hana'ah from the thing itself, as long as you're not Nenef from the Isra that's Nivla inside it. Olu inside it.
You couldn't eat it.
You couldn't eat it because then you're eating everything.
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
Can I have a quick question? Notice between rape and also like not or not, like when we say about someone has rape on, we use like the opposite and those type of things. If something is opposed to rape,
let's say there's bread with recha of meat. Then your question is, can you can you eat it hot in a dairy dish? Can you eat it hot in a dairy dish if it has reyach of meat?
I'm wondering if it's like not like the same
thing. Right. Right, now I understand your question. The answer is I don't know. I haven't seen this exact case anywhere. Although I think a deer to the Shekhinah Beis Yehuda might say not. No one quoted the history too, if you look it up inside. Anyway, I'm going to say no, but I don't have, I'm not sure. I'm going to say be more machmer, it's also, but I'm not sure.
Maybe it's more machmer than not
or not. And that's what I'm suggesting. In which case, I'm suggesting it's more machmer than not or not. Correct, that's what I'd be suggesting. Yeah, but it's also different. Like in Nap or Not, the fact that it's only with a dairy plate and not dairy is like mishtalev. How do you say that in English? Like, right, it internally makes it more of a Nap or Not, because like Nap or Not is a certain number of steps and there's another step. Over here, it doesn't internally make it weaker. Meaning, over there, Nap or Not on a dairy plate makes it more makel fundamentally, because it's now three steps away, two steps and one step. As opposed to here, it's like adding apples and oranges. So anyway, lemais I'd be machmer. Okay, any other questions on Kufches? Let's go to Simon Kufches. Simon Kufches is of crucial importance. This is talking about Bittul Yavish B'Yavish. What's the rule of Bittul Yavish B'Yavish? Let us just, I took a picture of this board, right? Yes. Let us just remind ourselves of the basics. How does a mechaber start out? Chaticha she'enu ilus kabed, she'nis arv b'achiros, min b'mina yavish b'yavish, Chad betray Bato. Okay, this is a bit of a machlokes, but let's just remind ourselves of the basic rules before we question and modify, etc. Let's just remind ourselves of like mamish the ABCs of Tarovis, right? ABCs of Tarovis is you have lach balach. And you have yavish b'yavish. What does lach b'lach mean? Lach b'lach means the tastes combine. Right? The sinas tam. How can the tastes combine? By cooking things together, or roasting, or salting, or soaking things together, or by just pouring liquids together, and they get mishmashed with each other. Yavish b'yavish means that each piece is intact. There's no nesinas ta'am. If there's no nesinas ta'am, what makes it a taruvis? What makes it a taruvis? That you lost track of which piece is which. Right? So if you take the, right, you take two kosher meatballs and one tray slice of deli meat and cook them together, that's where it's lach balach. The taste of the deli meat goes into the meatballs. But it's not towards yavish v'yavish. You know which the deli meat, which the meatballs, because they look different. If you have two kosher meatballs on treif meatball on the counter on the table, you don't know which is which. It's not towards lach balach. You don't exchange the taste. It's towards yavish v'yavish. You just jumble. You don't know which is which. What's the rule? Summarize for me in a, you know, two words or less. What's the rule of tarovis lach balach halach lemaisa? Okay, when it comes to Tarovus Yavish B'Yavish, is it more machmir than Lach B'Lach or more Mekel? Wrong. Try again. Yes. Yes. Depends on what? Depends on one main factor. I'm not talking about weird cases. Normal cases, what the one main factor depends on? What? No, that's a weird case. I mean, you know, that's subject to what are called weird. Meaning, whether it's be general. No, if it's Nikar, it's not a Tarobas. Whether it's Chashov, whether it's Chashov or not. Right? Dover Chashov, Ein O Batel, Afilu Be'elef. Or more than Elef. So that's more Machbir, right? The taste of a Dover Chashov is Batel B'Shisha. The Dover Chashov itself, how many Dover Chashovs have we learned about so far? I think two, Birya and Chatiho Rilas Kaved. And then we'll get another two. This is a kafyud. But a davar she'eino chashuv, batel berov, much more kal. So, by the way, everyone always makes this mistake when they're like the elementary or high school rabbi tried to teach their kids. They say, when it comes to a tarav ziyavish v'yavish, if you have, you know, batel berov, all you need is rov. If you have two kosher steaks and one treif steak, then it's batel berov. That's a bad example because steaks are chashuv. For Ashkenazim, even raw steaks are chashuv, right? So they should use meatballs. That's why I always mock to use meatballs, because meatballs are not chashuv. Meatballs are very small. I would never serve you a meatball.
But would Rebbe serve seven?
What?
Would Rebbe serve seven meatballs?
Maybe, but remember what we said about the... the Machlokas Shachem Taz there, about the, what they call it? The Grimanus. Not the Grimanus, that's the Grimanus Machlokas. Okay, fine. So, that's... Now... This itself is controversial. Let's pretend we don't know this. This is just going to be, again, this is the ABCs of Tarufis. Okay, let's pretend we don't know this yet. What's the shear of Bittel Yavish B'Yavish? So, Agav, what's the get of Yavish B'Yavish? Look at this first Ramah, meaning the parentheses. The Hainush in Nivlo V'Yisr only V'Atzmel Shes Arve Eino Makiro. This from the Beis Yosef. Says, don't be pedantic. What if I have a mixture of, right, the labels fell off the bottles. I have a mixture of one bottle of treif wine and two bottles of kosher wine. That's still yavish be yavish. It doesn't matter if it's wet or dry. Right, what if I have a mixture of two soaking wet meatballs and one soaking wet meatball that just came out of the pot and are dripping with gravy? It doesn't actually matter if wet or dry. What we mean is, are they separate and intact or are they mishmash the taste together? Right, so you can have liquids, that's taros yavish b'yavish, if each one is in a separate can. And you can have solids, that's a taros lach b'lach, if they're all cooked together. Okay, so that's obvious. Now, but what is the shear bittel? What is the shear bittel yavish b'yavish? So the Gemara says, for example, in the sugya of gid anasha, the Gemara says, well, if you cook the gid anasha with all the other gids, then it's all usher. Where's simply batel beruva? Let it be batel berov. What's the answer? Why is gid anasha not batel berov? Who remembers? It's because it's a burial. Okay, but what's the shear bittel yavish b'yavish? So there are two deos. The mainstream day of almost all Rishonim, right? Who are some of the Rishonim quoted in the Rashba and Rov Rishonim? And Rove Rishonim say, Rove, Bittel Barove, Chad the trade bottle. However, what's the other Shita? No, in the Rishonim. Right, what does he say? The Ravid and the Rambam. And the Beis Yosef quotes this from Rashi, but no one has any idea where he saw this in Rashi. I go there and say, and the footnotes, everyone say, we looked through all of Shas, we couldn't find any Rashi. Who the Beis Yosef might have been referring to, so that's a bit of a mystery. Either he had some diuk that we're not aware of, or he had some girsa that we're not aware of, right? But the Rambam Ravid, and we'll put Rashi in parentheses because we haven't actually found it, say 60. They say Shishim, no, it's an across the board rule. The Rambam should, of course, say Shishim, because who remembers the Rambam's unique sheet about Shishim? What? That it's meaning it's not a way of measuring taste. It's just a number the Chachamim picked. So it's not a way of measuring taste, it's just a number the Chachamim picked. They should pick it for Yavish B'Yavish also. Like it's just a number they picked. Everyone else says Shishim is when the taste, when you can taste it. So it's nothing to do with Yavish B'Yavish. Okay, so this is the Machlokes. How do we paskin? We paskin 100% like the Rashba and Rov Rishonim. Let's read the Mechaber again. Chaticha she'inu rilas kavish yisar b'achiris min b'mina Yavish B'Yavish. Okay, what do we mean? Excuse me. By Chad betray Batel. So, who's that a machlokas between? Hiskei Chuvas of Gotten Aleph. The, does he quote a Shari Jewer here? No, one on one is definitely us. He calls here a machlokas between the Prichadash and the Minchas Yaakov. Prichadash versus Minchas Yaakov. Let's just do some details of how to measure the roof. Right? So, here we have what is the exact shear. Says the Prichadash roof. Says the Minchas Yaakov double. Why? Because the Gemara always talks about Chad betray. We've shown him at least talking about Chad betray. One and two. It's an interesting question, right? Mathematical series. Right? Here's a nice question. 2 to 1. 3 is to blank. 4. Let me say this a little better. 1 goes to 2. Right? Like SATs. 2 goes to something. 3 goes to something. How do you fill the blanks? Don't be a mathematician. Be a Balabas. A Balabas would say you can do two ways. 1 to 2, because it's 1 larger. So 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5. Or you say, no, it's double. 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 3 to 6. Right? So Chad betray is an example. That technically, Yoni's right. But that doesn't mean it's right to be technical. So that's the machlokes. Says Minchas Yaakov, Chad betray needs to be double. Okay, says, it's got to be Darabonim. There's no smart to rice that make it double. Make me Darabonim, make it double. And the Prichadash says, what are you talking about? Chad betray is just an example of rove. 1 is bottled to 2, 2 is bottled to 3, 3 is bottled to 4, 99 is bottled to 100, 306 is bottled to 307, etc. How do we pass in the layer according to the Bali Shulchan quotes? Pass in like the Prichadash, that's most obvious Svara, not like the Minchas Yaakov. We pass in rove. So if you have 5 tray cucumbers and 6 kosher cucumbers, and you jumble them around, you don't know which is which, the Minchas Yaakov would be master. We all like the Prichadash, so that's bottled to rove. Okay, good. There's another fasting in machlokes that's quoted in the same first Piskei Tshuva. One second. Another fascinating machlokes quoted in the same first Piskei Tshuva. When we say you need rove, let's assume it's rove, it's not double. Rove of the number or rove of the mass? Right? Let's say the pieces aren't the same size. The pieces aren't the same size. Let's say, for example, right? What's this example? Rove. This is the question. Rove minion or rove binion? Okay. It has nothing to do with building. They only use rove minion or rove binion because that's become a phrase in, you know, in rabbinic Hebrew, as it were. Based on, of course, the mission at the beginning of all those. But what he means is, minyan is obviously the count, or binyan is the mass, right? Like how many ounces, how many kilos, etc. Right? Rove of the number, or rove of the mass, right? Or weight, if you want to call it, or volume, probably volume, right? What's an example? The example would be, what if you had a mixture of 3 things? You didn't know which was treif. 1 was 3 ounces, 1 ounce, and 1 ounce. And one of them is treif. Okay, you know rove binyan is kosher. But rove binyan might not be kosher. So if the 3 is the treif, then rove binyan is not kosher. Okay, it's an interesting question. Rove minion or rove binyan? Usually it's not enough kamina. If you have meatballs, they're all the same size, so who cares? And even if things are different sizes, it doesn't always work out to be enough kamina if there's a lot of them and the ratio is right, etc. But sometimes you can have a case where you have rove minion and you're not sure if you have rove binyan. I mean, you can't know whether or not you have rove binyan, then you know which is treif, it wouldn't be haroos. Right? So that's the discussion of the continuation of Piskei Tshuva we've cut in Aleph based on Diyukim from the Shach. The Pashup shot of the Shach, okay, everyone has their own sheet of what's Pashup shot of the Shach, you know what I mean? A Chacham Echad says that you only need Rove Minyan. And the Chacham Sofer argued on him and said, you need Rov Binyan. Okay. Very, very fascinating machlokas. Not sure exactly how to pasko on this one. It's a tricky one. This is the Chacham Echad. And this is the Chacham Sofer. Right, the Chacham, I don't know who the Chacham Echad was. Maybe if you look inside the Tshuva, you can find the name of the Chacham Echad. Chacham Sofer argued with the Chacham Echad, whether you need Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan. Fascinating machlokas. I'm not sure how to paskin. Couldn't find a clear hachra. Most people didn't discuss it because it doesn't come up a ton. You know, it's not usually lemaisa. But if it would be lemaisa, then I'm not sure. We do a sukkah. Does he make achra?
I don't remember. Okay.
Feel free. Anyway, it's not 100% clear. Okay, I'm not sure. Masopik how we paskin. Interestingly, I want you to keep this in mind. This might be very lumdish. Anyone want to say if the whether they think this is a very lumdish machlokas? Okay, we'll come back to it. Okay, let's. That is clearly Rav Minyan, right? We don't weigh the dayanim. We don't say like two fat dayanim outweigh three skinny dayanim. But I'm not sure how much to prove from that. Right, it seems to be a little different somehow. Like, the size of the dayanim seems to be a little irrelevant, and the chacham of the dayanim seems to be hard to measure exactly. Nowadays we have metrics for our greatness of gedolim, which is, you know, what their title is in Yatek. But in the old days, there was no absolute metrics. Right, although there we don't have a clear hachra, right? Because it ended up with a brisker bein hashmashos.
Here's a beast thing. Or we can
Okay, good. Keep that in mind. Great. Keep that in mind. Let's just go a little weiter, and then we're going to come back to Isaac's point. Let's skip around, if you'll allow me. If you'll forgive me. Then I don't really care. I'm just being polite. The Shach, before we skip around, Shach Sivkat and Dalet. Is Chazor of this also, if this goes to the ABCs? You know, worst case scenario, it's a DEF. But said the Shach Sivkat and Dalet, what is it on the Asma Elishim Ruf Machirim? Afishim Vushal Mayim Mash Machirim, even though it's cooked and it's dripping and it's moist, it's called Yavish Bes Yosef, etc. Yub Sheeted Mavushal Tzor Shishim and Achtiv Zamayim, Negat Isser, Ella Fili Shishim, etc. What if you have pieces that are jumbled and you don't know which is which and you also cook them together? Then what kind of tarubis do you have? You mix up, you know, 10 meatballs, some are kosher, some are treif, and then you cook them all together. What kind of tarubis is that? Both. Right? Then that is both. That's what we keep saying time and time again. Right? What if you would have an example of both, meaning you don't know which pieces are kosher and treif, and they're cooking together. Then you have to take the chumras of both. Then what do you say? You say, if the iser, if everything is not 60 times, everything else is not 60 times the Isser, everything is treif. By everything I mean even the vegetables and the soup, even the broth, even etc. And we say, if everything is 60 times the Isser. All the pieces are still treif if they are kashuv, right? If they're ruvilus copied, right? So we have two now types of interaction at once. There's a jumbling and losing track of which piece is which, and there's also combination of tam. So if the whole soup, right, instead of everything. If the rest of the soup is not 6 times the Isser, then the whole soup is treif. If, even if the rest of the soup, meaning everything but the treif, is 60 times the Isser, all the pieces are still treif if they are chashuv, because then you have the worst of both worlds. That's the shach summarized. Okay, this is the ABCs. One other detail before we skip. Where do you draw the line between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish? How do you know when pieces are jumbled and when they're actually mishmashed into each other? Like, for example, what if the pieces are really, really small? Like, instead of meatballs, specks of flour. You have 1 pound of treif specks of flour and 2 pounds of kosher specks of flour. And you mix them all together. Is that yavish b'yavish? Because you could take each speck separately and they're not really mixed. Or do you say, no, specks of flour is dwisa. Well, their taste is mixed now. What do you mean? You separate the specks of flour? That's a borderline case, right? What about kemach? Right? Do we call kemach lach balach? Because the mice is too many pieces to view as separate units. Or do you call it yavish b'yavish? Because theoretically, if you had an infinite amount of time on your hands, you could separate out every speck of flour. Okay, I have no idea. I'll be smarter what I would say. That is a machlokes. Achronim, the Shach and Sivkatan Gimel animal hooks are shown in the Shach quotes from the Bach, who says it's called Lach. And he quotes that from the Smag and the Rashba and the Tosos and Zvachim, and he agrees. So who says it's Lach Balach? Smag, the Rashba, the Tosos and Zvachim, and the Bach and the Shach. However, he points out that Tosos and Yevamos does not sound that way. He says only if you cook the flour, it's lach balach. Otherwise, yavish b'yavish. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says the Rambam also holds that way. And, okay, he doesn't say what he himself holds. So it's not so pashut. There is another daya out there. There's another daya out there. This is the Tosos and Yevamos. And the Rambam in Rabbi Akiva Eger, halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, Simen, Tof Mem Zayin, Sivkat Lamed Beis. If you want to look up Mishnah Berurah, it's 447:32. Passes like the Shach. You see that brother on the Shach side. We pass in that Kemach is called Lach Balach. And most Achronim hold like the Shach. Okay. This actually could have nafkaminas. Whether you treat kemach as lach balach or yavish b'yavish. I don't know how often you have mixtures of kemach, but in industrial kashrus, a lot of things are powdered. Like in factories, a lot of things are powdered. And often you mix powders. Like, the way they make a lot of things in factories nowadays is they powder everything. That way they can store it, transport it, etc. Then they mix all the powders, and then they make something out of it. So it could often be enough gamina, whether to look at that as lach balach or yavish b'yavish, could very often be enough gamina in industrial kashrus. And lamaisa, the mainstream psak is to view it as lach balach, like the shach. Okay, let's skip the sif base, if you'll allow me. Do we have to skip the sif base? No, please. Continue in order. Let's continue in order. Yes? So sort of Belsky had a different part. His part was that whatever you could separate out by putting in a centrifuge was not chanan. That was his heter.
If you wouldn't mind, if you wouldn't say that I consider the other thing, it's just like, it's not Tanan, and also...
Correct. He would say that really maybe it's not even the Tarobus in the first place, right? Because you could separate it in a centrifuge.
Would he apply to everything, not to a lot of
I mean, what if you had powders you could separate in a centrifuge?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. Yeah, powers with different density or whatever it is that powders have. What about powders you could, but nowadays probably a lot of powders you could separate. Obviously not powders of minbamino, but powders of minbamino, let's say, or minbamino manufactured with different processes. Would that change anything that we could separate them in a centrifuge? That is really what Belsky is saying. It's not even a tarovus in the first place, right? That's why there's no chanat. It's not lachalach or yavish. It's not a tarovus because you could separate it. So I think that's what he would say. He would say if you have a centrifuge, it's not even tarovus in the first place. But I'm not sure. I have to be honest anymore. So let's leave that in circle. Okay, let's continue the Ramah then. Yes, Yomi. If you can separate it and know which is kosher, which is treif, that's just it. You mix two different powders of two different things. And you want to say it's hanan because part of those are treif. It says, no, you couldn't centrifuge and separate it, so it's not hanan. That was his kula, right? You mix different powders, and then you mix the whole mixture into something else. And the treif is less than a 60th, but if it's hanan the other powders, then it would be more. They would be more than 60th. So you can be makel because it never really worked. That's only when you can tell which is kosher, which is treif, which I guess the centrifuge lets you do. Okay, so let me take a picture of this board. And let's go on to the very fascinating discussion of the Ramah here. The question is, when you have bittel, berov of yavish v'yavish, can you eat everything at once? By the way, lach balach, can you eat everything at once? Let's say a bit of b'shishim of lach balach, right? One part lard to 60 parts vegetable soup. Can you eat it all? Yes, right? That's the whole point. Every time you eat, you're getting a little lard. Why can you eat it all? Because the lard turns mutter. What? Okay, let's assume you can't take it out. Forget that trick of pulling it off, right? Let's assume it was a lard. It was something you can't get out. Okay. Fine. So, how about yavish v'yavish? Can you eat it all or not? Says the famous Rush. Someone summarized to me the Rush's lumdus in two words. Nepach le'etter. Says the Rush, he thinks. Here you can have a big hakira. What's the real hakira, Rabosai? The real hakira is this. The real hakira is this. Haroves yavish b'yavish. There's bittel barov. What's the nature of that bittel barov? There are two ways to understand. I shouldn't even use these words, perhaps. Mutter, if there's rov heter, right? What's the nature of that din? One way of understanding is that it's nepach ha'iser leheter, meaning just like tarovus lach balach. Basically, it becomes one thing. In becoming one thing, it gets the identity of the majority. Right? And then it all turns into heter. That's one possibility. It's nepach heter leheter, just like tarovus lach balach. However, there's another possibility. Let's say I have three meatballs. Two are kosher, one is treif. Right? I don't know which is which. So I take one meatball and I eat it. What I've done is totally mutter. Why is one view? Why is that mutter? Just like when the lard fell into my vegetable soup, it's mutter. Or the lard fell into my chicken soup, right? Now you can't have any tricks to get it out, right? The lard fell into my chicken soup, it's mutter. Why? Because the lard turned into heter because it was bottled. Likewise, the one treif meatball turned into heter because it was bottled to the kosher meatballs. Nepach leheter. The hefza is nepach leheter. However, there's another way to look at why I can eat one meatball. What's the other way to look at why I can eat one meatball? Because it's not, the iser is not nepach leheter. The iser is iser. When I think of meatball, what are the odds it's usser? 33%, one out of three. Yes. And what are the odds of the muster? 67%.
What are the odds of the second piece?
67%. What are the odds of the third piece? Are you just going to be after 67%? Don't Monty call me yet. Soon, but not yet. Okay. There's another way of looking at it, which is that, no, the Isser stays Usser, but the Isser stays Usser, but Aslinan Usaruba. Like, classic question. If I have a cow and I milk the cow, can I drink the milk? Yes. Why? Maybe the cow's trefa. What's the answer? Most cows aren't trefa, so it's okay. Right? Vehuli, right? You always, whatever it's more likely to be mutter than usser, then it's perfectly fine. So here, it's more likely to be mutter than usser, because Aslina Basaruba, we play by the odds. Right? But Aslina Basaruba, so we assume that each piece is mutter. Okay, two totally different ways of conceptualizing Tarugas Yavish B'Yavish. Is it the Chetza melding together, even though the Chetza is not literally melded together, right? Each piece is separate. But conceptually, we view it as one Chetza Shel Tarovis. And the Isser is Nepach Leheter, because the Tarovis get the identity of the majority. Or do we say, no, conceptually we view it as three separate pieces, but each piece, the odds are that it's mutter. Okay, what's the obvious nafkamina? Can I eat them all at once? Right, most obvious nafkamina. Lechol kulam biyachad. Right, if you say it's nebach leheter, then here's where the Rush says mutter. That's exactly what the Rush was talking about. Why did the Rush say nebach leheter? He's trying to explain why you can eat them all at once. Why can you eat them all at once? Same reason I can eat the whole chicken soup, even with the lard in it. Because when there's a chetz of taruvis, everything turns into a hector. The chetza change overwhelms the identity of its constituent parts. That's the Rush. Who argues with him? What? The Rashma says the Rashma usser. Why? Because I'm definitely eating treif. If I eat all three at once, what are the odds I'm eating treif? 100%. So I ate all three at once. So, therefore, it's usser. I thought there could be another nafkamina based on something we had on the last board. Yeah, lechora, this might have to do with maybe Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan. If you take the approach that it's a matter of Aslina Basaruba, then what do we care about? Of course. Then we go by Rov Minyan. After all, the point is that the odds are 2/3 that it's a kosher piece. Who cares if a piece is bigger or smaller? Lamaisa, the odds are 2/3 that it's kosher. If we view it as a tarovis, as a mixture, then I think you could see going either way. You could say, no, the whole point is to view it as if it's all one big mixture. So one big mixture, maybe you should go by Rove Binyan. Right? After all, the whole point is that it's like the lard in the chicken soup. Just it's not physically mixed with each other's taste, but it's conceptually, we view it as if it's all mixed. So if it's all mixed, you should go by more ounces. Or you could say, maybe you could say, I think it's not impossible to say, even if you view it as all mixed, still you measure it by units, not by ounces, because it's a different kind of mixture. Okay, but certainly you'd be more, the simple shot would be that clearly if you take the Rashi versus Rove Minyan, if you take the Rush's approach, I think it's more likely to say Rove Minyan. Maybe you could stick in Rove Minyan. You could say, no, it's a mixture, but it's a different kind of mixture, which goes by units, not by ounces. Sure. but that could also seem to be enough to me. Okay, there must be other enough greens, but I can't think of them offhand. Now, let's see how we pass and how, yes. Correct, absolutely. There's no way to say the Rove Minyan side within the Rashi. Correct. Okay, so I'll modify in a moment and solve that problem. Okay, I'll modify in a moment to solve that problem. You know, I'll solve that problem now. The big question is this really Pshat of the Rashba? Here I have my Sfeikos. Certainly the way the Shach brings down the Rashba. I'm wondering if this is really the Sheet of the Rashba or not. He certainly talks this way. He says, if you eat all three, you're definitely eating Isser. Right? Which clearly means it wasn't Netbach Leheter. The problem with the Rashba is this. Look at the Shach at the end of Sivkat and Zion. He says, Ad kam loshon Rashba, umitam zan mashba, tuhud dindu motro lechol echad u'shnayim. You can eat one and then two together. Both shnayim ve'echad, or two together and then one. Lafuke shloshon yachad alo. As long as you don't eat all three together. Hachi mashma demubar isbar lekaman, etc. Demort lavashm shtei kedeiros. Or you can cook them in two pots. Cook two together and cook one together. He says, according to the Rashba, you can eat two together. Here's my problem. If according to the Rashba, you can eat two together, then what are the odds you're eating treif when you eat two together? 67%. So how can the Rashba let you eat two together? According to this shot, you should only be able to eat one at a time. If you have a Taurus of six, you can eat two together. And if you have a Taurus of seven, you can eat three together. But if you shouldn't be allowed to eat two together. Now, this is the Rashba's, the Rosh's diuk from the Rashba. And it's of cutting you, the Shach's diuk from the Rashba. It's of cutting you base, he's bedaik the same thing from the Rashba. In neither case, there's 100% enforced in the Rashba. It definitely sounds that way. If you want to say, I'll go back to the Rashba and I'll see that it's not mukhrach that the Shach is right. Could be it's not mukhrach that the Shach is right. It certainly flows that way, and certainly the Shach thinks so. So, in which case, the Rashba is a little tricky. Because then it should be usher to eat two at a time. And that should cause everyone to have a big tema, right? You only, does it cause you to have a big tema? Yes. What? If I have two at a time, what rove am I somichan? I don't understand. I'm eating two at a time. The odds are 2/3 that I'm eating treif. What rove do I have on my side? Yeah, I'm eating two at a time. I'm eating two of them in one bite. I'm swallowing a gazayas of two of them at once. So isn't the odds that Dav gets traced? There are three cases. Right? One is I'm not crazy. There's Heter, and Isser. And I'm eating two. So if I'm eating two, what are the possibilities? Either I'm eating these two, or I'm eating these two, or I'm eating these two. If you look at the three possibilities, either I'm eating Isser, I'm eating Isser, or I'm not eating Isser. 2/3 odds that I'm eating Isser if I eat two of them. So how can the Rashba permit that? I thought that was a tema. So what do I think I have no choice what to say? I think I have no choice what to say that this is not really a sheet of the Rashba. This is not really the sheet of the Rashba. Really, the Rashba agrees with the Rush. So why does he talk that way? What I want to say is that, remember, like, I don't know if they still have this. In my days, they put an asterisk in the record book if, like, something wasn't really Scotland, right? They were steroids, etc. Barry Bonds. Okay. So what does the asterisk mean? Really? You can eat two of the three together. In which case, that can't be Shah the Rashba. So what do you have to see in Shah the Rashba? As the Shach explains in Sivkat Zion and your base. Sarach Lomar, Demi de Oraisa, Mo de Rashba, Leharash, which answers, who is the one who has to come to the Yogodim? Yoni? Now I'm going to answer your question. Me de Oraisa, the Rashba really agrees with the Rush. Ella, Dech Miru, Mi de Rabbanon, Bimakom, Shenire to Ochel Vaday Isser, What I'm claiming is, and I don't see another way out of this shach, really, midrabanan, he agrees with the Rosh, it all turned into heter. And midaraisa, he agrees, you can eat all three at once. Midrabanan, they said, don't eat all three at once because it looks bad. But they didn't ask for eating two at once because it doesn't look so bad. It only looks bad if it's 100% odds of Isser. If it looks like 67% odds of Isser, it doesn't look so bad. So I'm going to claim that maybe the Rashba really agrees with the Rush. And maybe the Rashba really agrees with the Rush. And therefore, it was only a Chomer Midrabanan that it looks bad to eat them all together. Also, who disagrees with the Rush Midaraisa? Does anyone Daraisa disagree with the Rush? Is there any Rishon you can prove that disagrees with the Rush Midaraisa? Yes, if you have good Mekiyas and Rishonim. The Tosus Rid and blah, 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 and Cheskes Abatim. Why does the Tosus Rid discuss the Cheskes Abatim? The wildest tangent ever. They discuss there if there are two pairs of Edim who contradict each other. Reuven and Shimon say one thing, Levi and Yehuda testify the opposite. Now you know one of them are Rishonim. One of the pairs are Rishonim. So what do you do in future cases? They both testify in court cases, and you know, one's a Rasha. These complicated cases of keeping track of. There's a Tarovas, a Rasharim, and Tzadikim. So, as a total tangent, he brings an example from our miracles. Okay, Tosus Rid, Vavasu, Laman, Aleph, and Beis. Let me read it to you. Zed Dome, Elamash, Rashi, Berkid, Anosha, but we don't have him being Farsh, the son, Gid, Anosha. Shein Nesar, Vechaticha, Acha, Shal Chela, Vishtaim, Shal Shuman, Hibetela, Barov. Umotelo, Adam, Likach, Achmeim, Lochla, Tabasa, Rubas, Liman. Ushlosum, Neadam, Nami, Motelecho, Shlosham, Einosham, Tolu, Nopeg, Ella, etc. The athlete shlosh of the other return lay shlosh of three people can eat them. Vim adam echad of shlosh and if one guy eat all three, maybe chatas. He brings a chatas. Shar bivir acho chatich shal chaylev. So he definitely ate chaylev. If one guy eats all three, he brings a chatas for eating chaylev. If he brings a chatas, it must be nisud araisa. He only brings a chatas for nisud araisa. So for sure, the Tosos Rid, again, Yevamos 31b, says, Aser, need the Araisa, he is for sure the other side of Machlokes from the Rush on the Araisa level, not just the Chumra Drabanan. On the Araisa level, because he says you bring a Chatas. He even goes further than the Rush. He says, not only do you bring a Chatas if you eat all three at once, you even bring a Chatas if you eat all three on different times. But if one guy eats all three, he brings a Chatas. Okay, fascinating. Yes?
According to the Shah, the Rush is not fair to be split.
You should be supporting me from that shach. Okay, let me explain that shach. Okay? What does the shach say within the Rashba? Let's assume we're going to pass the Rashba. We don't know that yet. We haven't said what are the four teachings of Rishonim and what are we talking about. Let's assume we pass the Rashba. Right? So within the Rashba, which happens to be how we paskin, like meaning l'chachila, mainstream regular psak. Or let's see better. It's at least how the Mechaber paskins. Okay, within the Rashba, what do we say? We say, kulam b'yachad is aser to eat. Right? What about, and let's go a little further. You know what? Yoni, let's go Kaseder. We'll get there, okay? And then you'll see, either you'll see why you were wrong, or you'll explain to me why I was wrong. How about eating them all? Right? Achilas kol shlosha. Eating all three of them. There are four sheetahs here. What does the Rush say? The Rush says mutter. Lachol kulam biyachad. What does the Rashba say? It says the Rashba, no, aser lachol kulam biyachad, but mutter lachol bazeh harzeh. You can't eat them all together, but on different occasions you can. Why? Don't you have the same problem that you for sure ate the nisser? The answer is no, because they're not mitzaref different occasions. I assume he would tell you you'd probably have to wait kedei achilas pras in between. Otherwise, it's considered one achilah, right? But if you wait kedei achilas pras, then we're not mitzaref the separate achilas. Meaning, the difference between here and here is, again, maybe on the drabbana level, right? Because sod is ha'emnepach leheter. The yisod of the machlokes in the next use is gidrei tzeirus. What's mitzuref? What counts as one question? What counts as one thing and what counts as many things? Says the Rashba, eat them all together, that's obviously one achila. That's pashut. What if I eat one for breakfast, one for dinner, one for lunch? One for lunch, one for dinner? Then the first time is muncher, the second time is muncher, the third time is muncher. Ah, in the whole day I definitely eat nisr. What whole day? There's no such thing as a whole day. There's such thing as an achila. The first achila didn't have esser. The second achila didn't have esser. The third achila didn't have esser. Oh, I contradicted myself and I definitely had an esser. Yeah, but each time is a separate shiloh. The first shiloh is okay. The second shiloh is okay. The third shiloh is okay. Who's more machmer than the Rashba? The Tosas Rid and the Smag. Right? That's quoted in the Tosas Rid. Remember? We make a list of Rishonim who don't make it into the halachic discourse, right? Tosas Rid never made sense to Basil Sintanos and Kalem. Says the Tosas Rid. He says, nope. Asur le Adam Echor the Smag Echad lechal kulam afilu bazeh herseh. Why does he say? Because whatever one person does is mitzurif. If you eat all of them, you've definitely eaten Esser. I don't care if you eat them in one bite. One meal, one day, one week, or one year. You're one person. The one person is mitzari. But okay. But two people, no problem. Because then there's no tzairif. I didn't definitely eat Isser, and you didn't definitely eat Isser. Who, at least for himself, was even more machmer than that? At least for himself? The Maharam. When we say the Maharam as a Rishon, we mean the Maharam from where? From Ruttenberg, right? The Maharam from Ruttenberg. Like the last name. Still the last name, Ruffenberg, right? Right? So that's they were from the same town as the Maharam. The Maharam, the Stam Maharam in the Rishonim, means the Maharam of Ruttenberg, says the Maharam of Ruttenberg, he was so machmer, he wouldn't even feed many Jews, all of them. He wouldn't even split up the three meeples to three separate Jews. So what would he do?
Hishlech echad l'goy olikelev.
He gave one to a guy or a dog or threw in the heat one threw in the garbage while Tashvis, right? Nowadays someone probably throw one in the garbage because nowadays everything goes in the garbage. But he didn't even want to feed the Jewish people, all of them. Because then you're feeding the Jewish people vaday treif. So he says, feed one to a dog or give it to a guy. That's a fascinating question. Would this be more similar to Shnei Shvilin, let's say? you don't get the impression it would. But you have to figure out why. Again, if you're going to say, because there's all chumers or abanim, which is really the rice and they'll agree with the rush, that makes sense. Otherwise, I'm not sure I have to think about it. Could be a difference if you say that the whole Shnei Shvilin is only chumer or abanim, maybe there's only 50-50, is that a rule? Okay, yes, line. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. So it could be that he's still not mitzurif, but I'm not sure. Aha, fascinating. So here, most of them don't say. I'm assuming mistima, just like the Shach assumed the Rashi would allow 2 out of 3, I'm assuming they would all allow 2 out of 3. And all half they all allow 2 out of 3 because they're only chumash drabana. That's what I'm assuming, but I can't prove it. Except for the Tosas Rid. I assume the Tosas Rid but Asr 2 out of 3. I can't prove that either. Can't prove much of anything other than what the Shach says here.
Why can't Rashi also 2 out of 3 just be Ishan Seir? And each individual is not guaranteed that meaning.
I know. When I had two, the odds were 67%. I have Isser. So why? I know, but all three are not Mitzurif. But when I eat two at one time, how can you say it's not Mitzurif? I know, but they were Mitzurif to each other, so it's 67% likely to be Isser. I know it's not guaranteed, but it's likely. Would you eat something that's 67% likely to be Treif?
See, when I would eat something that's 100%, it would be
Isser if
I had all three, but it's
much if it's not Mitzurif. But here it is. We're going in circles. We're going in circles. Okay. What do you do when you're going in circles? Chalila? The only thing I would say is, when you go back after Shira the Beis Medrash, discuss it over with Binyamin for a few minutes, and then come back to me. Okay.
You have to, according to the Rabbi, you have to bench before you even have the second piece also, or just wait?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. My intuition is as long as you wait until the Echilas Pras, that's okay. But they don't say it. My intuition is it goes like the Echilas Pras, not my bench. But I can't promise. I understand. The answer is I don't know. I'm not sure. I wonder if someone will talk about it. I wonder. It's a good question. Okay, let's try to figure out Rabosai before we get into the details, which I owe Yoni, I know. Let's try to figure out how we paskin. Okay, reasonable thing to do? Yes. Says the Mechaber, where we left off. One guy can eat all three, but can't eat them together. Who is that like? Who is he following? Which Rishon is the Mechaber following? The Rashba. The Mechaber. The Mechaber follows the Rashba. If you're Sfardi, case closed, Rashba. The Yesh Misha Oser Lachla Madam Echra Fil Bazaar Harza. Who's the Yesh Misha Oser? Yeah, who asks you one person eating them even at different times? The Smag. See Yesh Omer. What do we assume? We assume, and most assume Stam Yesh Omer Lach Yesh Omer. This is the Yesh Omer in the Mechaber. Obviously, it doesn't pass it this way, but let's go to the Ramah. The Chen Yesh Lino Bechadchila Minikah. Ashkenaz lechatchila is like the smag. So we Ashkenazim, assuming it's normal lechatchila life, we all like the smag. If you would have one of these tarobuses, even at separate times, you can't eat them all. You have to share them with someone else. V'yesh machmir in lahashlich echad olitein l'gai. Some people are machmir to throw one away or give it to a guy. Okay. I guess that's a little bit. You know, mashlich l'gai. Ishlich echad. Oh. No same l'gai. Or a caliph, right? Obviously, you can also do with the caliph. The ainu al chumra bi'alma, and that's only a chumra bi'alma. That's only a chumra bi'alma. Okay. Says the Rama, what's with the Mechaber? What's the Maran? Chumra bi'alma. What does that mean, chumra bi'alma? The post-masun, that means that all is being equal. It's good to be Machmer. Okay, why does he quote it as a chumra bi'alma? Seems like it's not necessary. But all life is no that sudden lahakel and it's easy. It's proper to be machmir. Okay, so it's good to be machmir like the Maharam, even though all the Rishonim say, that's not halacha. He was just a big tzaddik and machmir on himself. Right? Some of them say he was just a big tzaddik and machmir on himself. He held like the smag, so he didn't want to eat them all. And he didn't want to give them to another Jew, because then it wasn't nice to me. Because if he eats them all and gives one to another Jew, it's like he's saying that one is the treif. If he gives it to another Jew, it's not. It doesn't look right. Okay. Anyway, the mice that we hold, the maram is a chumra b'yama. I mean, it's a proper thing to do, even though it's not a chi of l'chachila, and even though it's, you know, if there's any reason not to, don't. But the smag, that we say is a, you know, is the real halach l'chachila for Ashkenazim. Yes. The general call of Chumra B'Alma means it's proper to be Machmir, but if it's not convenient for some reason that you don't have to, or if there's any other Tzad L'Hakel then you don't have to. That's the general. That's what the Echron of Sumer Chumra B'Alma. It's hard to know what the Rama meant.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's a suffix about an Isser Hana'ah? Then if you give it to Goy, you'd still be Nene from it, right? So how would that help? The answer is I'm not sure, because it could be this is just mitam gnai, you know, the eating is such a gnai. There is a whole discussion of what to do in the case of Isser Hana'ah and the Beis Yosef, which doesn't make it here. It makes it into Hilchos Pesach, but then it gets jumbled because there's specific Pesach factors. Maybe it's someplace later in Hilchos Yayin Nesach. The answer is I'm not sure. We should look in Hilchos Yayin Nesach if it pops up. Oh, they don't say anything right here. Okay, I'm going to skip the rest of the Rama for now. Yes, Ben. Yes, the other three shittos on the board at least hold that midrabanan where machmir kilu it's not netach b'heter, right? Hey, that's what I mean. That they certainly talk a non netach b'heter talk, but I'm saying it's only midrabanan, right? It's only a kilu, right? Han netach b'heter. The Rush says yes. The Rush and the others would say no, or. Midrabanan, act as if there wasn't netach leheter, at least in some circumstances. You know, or midrabanan, you know, don't take advantage of it in a very obvious way. Okay. So if the meatballs are in sauce, but they're not cooked together, then that's still Yosh Yavish. Each one is in its own sauce. Three meatballs, each in a bowl of sauce. Who cares, right? They're still, if the meatballs are cooked together, then remember we have on the bottom that you have the chumras of both. What? No, what I mean cooked together means the taste of each goes into the sauce of the other. The sauce of each goes into the other. As long as they're not touching each other, then who cares if they're hot? They don't give time to each other. Yeah. Ah, no, then that would be tzli, and that would also be lach balach. What I mean here is if there's no contact between them in any way. There's no nesinas tam. This whole sukkah is assuming there's no, simon is assuming there's no nesinas tam. Okay, let's skip to sif beis for a moment, Rabosai. Yavish v'yavish in esbatel chad betray in bishlam kulun ke'ech. What if you cook them all together? Basically, if you cook them all together and eat one, what is that the equivalent of? I cook them all three meatballs in one pot and eat one meatball. That's as if I did what? As if I eat all three meatballs together, because the one meatball has the tam of all three meatballs within it. So says the Mechaber, well, it's like the Rashba, in Bishlan Kulun Ke'echa, Filu Lechol Kol Echa Pnei Atzmo Aser. You can't even eat each one of them separately. It means shishim if it was more if there wasn't 60 connected. Because they each gave time to the rotev and nivlo b'chatichos. Meaning this is really obvious. Also lecho kulam biyachad. Oh, lecho echad mehem im nisbashlu biyachad. Why? Because if I cook them together, then all of them give their taste into the rotev. It's more than a 60th. The rotev gives the taste back into each of the meatballs, right? The tam goes from hatifa to hatifa for the rotev. And now they all have the taste of all three. So if I eat one, it's like eating all three. Midrabanan says made by meatball. Correct. Well, what if I want to cook them together? What if I have tarovs of meatballs, bitl barov, and I want to cook them? But I know the moment I cook them, then it'll turn into vada yisra according to the Rashba. So what do I do? If I have 60 to 1 meatballs, that's fine. What if I only have 30 to 1? Mutter laharbus will enkadish your shishon levashlam ve'ein bo bishom batal eser. This is the chap of the ra'ah. It's a good chap. It says, what do you do if I have even two kosher meatballs and one treif meatball and I'm going to cook them in one pot? No problem. Just add another 58 kosher meatballs and now I can cook them in one pot because, yeah, the taste of the treif one will be batal b'shishim. Oh, it's bitalus l'chachila. It's not bitalus l'chachila. It's already batal. Bitulus l'chachil means it's not bottle, and I'm making it bottle. Here it's bottle, I'm just making it stay bottle. Making something stay bottle is not called bitulus l'chachil. That's the chap of the ra'ah, and that's dabar pasha that we accept that. So if you ever have the situation, really, the best thing to do whenever you have a tarobus of meatballs is just immediately add enough so that there's 60 to negate the treif. And then, even if someone cooks it in one pot, nothing bad could happen. Nothing bad can ever happen.
When you add other people's?
Before you cook. Before you turn the flame. Protecting it before the water reaches the outside.
Do you plan to put them together?
I have 3 rows of meatballs, 1 treif and 20 kosher. But I want to cook meatballs and I don't want to get 2 pots dirty. So what should I do? More water. Right? If I have 20 meatballs and 1 treif meatball, I could just add 40 meatballs worth of water. That also works. Okay. If you remember Tzadik Tes, add a little extra water, evaporates. Okay. Ends the Rav off. How does this, even if you cook it together, certainly he's a chomer b'alma, but he's really more machmer and more mikol. The makom hefsid is willing to rely on the rush. However, one condition: when can you say nepach leheter? Only if there is yedias tarofis. Right? Add the Rama. Because they didn't have a chance to be. But if I knew that this tarot was, then it's nebrach leheter. It's only nebrach leheter when there's yudias ha-tarofis. Okay, and b'makom hefsid, we can be so mech. It's a big machlok zachron, it's hefsid meruba, or even hefsid it's not meruba. I don't know, paskin, maybe you need a medium hefsid. The Ramad, Makom Hefsid, is willing to be someone for the rush. Okay, these are the 4 opinions about sort of eating Vadai Isser. Again, what are we Paskin? Sfardim saying you can eat Vadai Isser as long as it's not all at the same time. Ashkenazim say, L'chachila, don't eat Vadai Isser at all. Share it with another Jew. And as a Chumra, if possible, give one to a non-Jew or throw out. Makom Hefsid, you can even eat Vadai Isser all at once as long as it was Noda Taruves, before you cook them together. As long as it was known that Tarobas before it became Vada Yisra. Because once it was known that Tarobas, it's Nebach Leheter. And then there's no Vada Yisra anymore, it's Nebach Leheter. Let's just fill in one machlokas between the Bach and the Shach. And then we'll be finished up on this part of the Inyan at least. One last machlokas between the Bach and the Shach. How about Lefi HaRush? What do we say? No da hataroves v'achar kach bishel is mutter. Bishel kulam is mutter. Bishel kulam v'achar kach no da hataroves is aser. Because it didn't have a chance to be nebach leheter yet. That is the Rama. How about Lefi HaRashba? How about Lefi HaRashba? When would this come up? Let's say there's no Hefsid. Right? If there's no Hefsid, then we'd be Machmir like the Smag, which is a version of the Rashba. For these purposes, the same as the Rashba. This is Yoni's point. How about the following case? What about Bishel Shnayim, if there are 3, right? The Yachad, sorry. Karubas v'charka bishal shnayim biyachad. You had Yedias Karubas and then cooked two together. That's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because as we said, even though the odds are 67% you're eating treif, but maybe Midoraisa really agrees with the Rosh and says, that's okay, because it was really nebach let you Midoraisa. What's the machlokes? What about bishal shnayim biyachad? Out of three, I'm two out of five. Two out of five is fine, right? Bishal shnayim biyachad, v'achar kach noda hatarofes. This is the machlokes between the Bach and the Shach. Says the Bach mutter, says the Shach aser. And the Achronim assume like the Shach. Meaning, what does the Shach say? Just like for the Rush, after noda tarofes, you can cook them all together. But if it wasn't yet noda tarofes, then once the odds become, then if you cook them all together, it's vadei aser. Likewise, according to the Rashba, once it's noda tarovas, now it's nepach lehetri. You can cook two together, just don't cook all three together. Because that will, let's say, because it'll look bad. Right? In my shot. But if it's not even noda tarovas and you cook two together, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. It really sounds like that noda tarovas and you cook two together and one separately, the one is also aser. Now the two count like together, and now there's only two options left, and there is 50-50, although he's not very explicit about that. Okay, this is the machlokas. Now you don't need to tell me if this supports my read of the Rashba. What's the Shach saying? Shach is saying even the Rashba admits nepach leheter. You can only cook two together after it's nepach leheter. But if you cook two together before it's nepach leheter, then you have a problem. Because now it's probably treif. Okay. Let's just take 2 minutes to do what we skipped. We skipped one line in the Ramah. This is a big machlokes Rishonim. What are the Rishonim, right? You would think there's no difference in Minbamino and Minbashaino Mino when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish. Why would you think that? Because Yavish B'Yavish is not about, there's no transfer of taste, there's no same as Tom. There's no opinion of Tom, who cares if it's Mino or Eino Mino. That's what you would think. However, let's say for a Truma, the Rana, Radayik, we won't get into it from where now, that Min Mishaino Mino need Shishim. Even Yavish. What's the only difference between all the Rishonim and the Eser Heter? Someone tell me.
The
Eser Heter said. That it's Midoraisa. Let's review for a moment. We'll review the way we passed it. Here is another ABCs. But we already did the ABCs of Tarovis, right? So these are the Aleph B's of Tarovis. Yavish B'Yavish, Lach B'Lach. Min B'mino, min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino, lach b'lach, you need 60 midoraisa. Because Tom Kittiker, midoraisa. Right? That's what we learned in Simon Sadiches. Oh, no, that is not what I meant yet. Sorry. And that's true. You need 60 midrabanan in Taroves, lach lach min b'mino, zero to min b'she'ino mino. How about yavish b'yavish, min b'mino, all you need is rove. How about min b'she'ino mino? So you should say you might have thought rove, but really you need 60 midrabanan atu. You see, this is like a classic zero to zero kind of chart, right? Lach lach min b'mino, next time you can be b'she'ino mino, so you need 60. Yavish b'yavish b'mishen omino, if you cook it, it'll become lach b'lach. And then you'll need shishim. So therefore, right, what's the gzera? It's atu. I mean, this gzera in some sense more chaper. Min b'mino lach b'lach can never become b'mishen omino, just next time you might confuse it with b'mishen omino. Mimishinim in Yavish V'Yavish, all you have to do is cook it in a pot and it becomes lach b'lach. And then the time transfers. At least if you cook it before you dias tarovis, according to the Arma, or if you cook it according to the Rashba and the Chosesh Rid, or, okay, or even if not, you know, you can confuse it. That's the basic halacha. What's the only difference? That Esr v'heter sover titzar shishem min haTorah. Esr v'heter holds in shishem midoraisa, and we do not paskin like him. That's a strange shita. We don't paskin like him. The Rav would like that shita. Remember, the Rav says that according to Rama, who goes Basar Shema, 60 has nothing to taste. It's just a Xeris Akasmela Chulos Resinai. So then, if you explain it, we ask him, no, what do you mean? 60 is only for things that give taste. There's no taste. And look at the Rama, back to the Rama, what does he say? He says, B'chol zekshish ar b'mino, v'ol shalo b'mino, v'ein makiro, afilu yavish b'yavish, sur shishe, v'ein chilu kol zeh, v'ein ma'isrim d'rabanim, d'raisa v'ein l'kamisim kof kof beizim, sar b'kelem b'yachad. Okay. Says the Rama, min b'she'inu in yavish b'yavish, you need 60, midrabanan. Here, there's a big machlok between the Ramah and the Shach. I don't think it'll ever come up in your whole life, but I'll just point out that within this box, let's give it a blue. How about min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish? How about a taruvis of an iser drabanan? Min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish. Were they gozer even on an iser drabanan? Atu? Maybe you'll cook them and turn into lach b'lach? Were they not gozer on an iser drabanan? What is Pashas the Ramah says? There's no difference between iser d'raisa and drabanan. That they were gozer even on iser drabanan. Why? Because they made a general gzeira. The Shachz of Kuntes argues at great length, says, nope, they weren't gozer on iser drabanan, only on an iser, only on an iser d'oraisa. The Gra disagrees with the Shach. The last Gra on this if agrees with the Ramah. The Rabbi Eger points out, the Shach and Chloe Sveik was only Mekel, b'makom hefsid, but, says the Ramah, Pashtas the Ramah, the Pshat of the Ramah, and the Gra say you need Shishim, the Shach says you only need Rov, because they weren't Gozer and Issa Drabanan. The Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, Ulukaman Hefmir. If there's no Hefsed, Lamaisa, this is never going to come up. Why is this never going to come up? And this is the last thing we'll mention. How do you ever have a case of Yavish Yavish Mimishin Omino? Yavish b'yavish means each piece was separate and not combined. If each piece is separate and not combined, they're different minim. Why can't you just check which is usher, which is mutter? Think about it. I have a mixture of usher apples and heter oranges. Yavish b'yavish mimishen omino. It's not a Torah, it's just separate the apples from the oranges. How do you have a hitimtzi of, right? So here, what is the case of min b'she'en omino yavish b'yavish? So one thing Jeremy says is they're just very small. And you know, they're very small. They all look the same. Right? They all look the same. So basically the Shach gives three examples. Said the Shach Sifkatan what? Sifkatan Ches. One is tiny pieces. Tiny pieces are hard to tell apart. Maybe apples and oranges you could, but at a certain point, it's going to be very hard to tell apart. Let's say you have tiny pieces of apple and tiny pieces of pears. Right? It's going to be hard to tell them apart. Let's say you have tiny pieces of chicken and tiny pieces of turkey. It's going to be hard to tell them apart if they're tiny pieces. His other example was the heart attack, the dead uncle. It's not as small as flour. It's not that tiny. So I said tiny pieces, not specks. Okay, remember the dead uncle? Right, you get a package in the mail with chicken, beef, and turkey. Uncle Paul Jones. Paul says, did you get my package of chicken, beef, and turkey? Yes. Ah, I made a mistake. One of them is trafe. Which one, Uncle? It's the, and he has a heart attack and dies. Right? Meaning, you have some weird inside information that one of the species is trafe, but you don't know which. Okay. I mean, again, all of these are crazy scenarios, right? You have three different meaning. And you, that happens to you all the time, you know?
No, I mean, compared to that
that one is trafe. Okay, weird case. Or the third case, which is very easy. You have two minim that look the same. Sometimes you can have two minim, they just happen to look the same. They look the same, but if you go by shema, they have different names, or if you go by time, they have different tastes. Right, happens to be two things that look the same. I don't know, I'm sure you could think of two minim that look the same. I'm having trouble right now, but I'm sure you can come up with something. Two minim that look the same. You have, I don't know, you have beef hot dogs and chicken hot dogs. Those are different minim, but they look the same. They don't look like hot dogs. Right? Okay. It's not a crazy example. Okay. So these cases are unlikely to ever happen. If they do happen, you need 60, and it's a big machlokas, whether if it's a holy mystery, I'm going to start with, you need 60 or rove is enough. But again, they're unlikely to happen. Okay. We'll pick up Amir Tzashem next one with the beginning of Simon Kofiot. Okay. If anyone has questions, first, feel free to ask.